Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Well, yesterday, Press Secretary at the White House, Jen Psaki, says that Joe Biden believes the war in Afghanistan has got to come to an end.
We have been there for far too long.
Okay. John Decker joins us now from the White House. Short and sweet on that one there, as the president now is going to start pulling our troops out of there. Good idea or bad idea? Does that open the door for them to just start to, you know, whack them all here? Oh, now the U.S. is gone. We'll get back to being crazy terrorists again.
Well, I've always been against the idea of telegraphing a date certain as to when U.S. troops would be removing themselves from any war zone, because it then gives notice to our enemy that we can just lie low until the date that we intend to withdraw. And that, I think, will likely be the case in Afghanistan. I'm not alone in that. Lawmakers from both parties criticizing this White House exit plan, Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican senator from Oklahoma, he also opposed President Trump's May 1st deadline to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan. He said that Joe Biden's plan was reckless. And I think you're going to hear a lot of that kind of language coming from national security hawks throughout the day today, JT. President Biden will announce this. Yeah. And then after his speech, in which he'll lay out the reasons for withdrawing all U.S. forces from Afghanistan by September 11th, 20 years after the September 11th terrorism attacks, he will visit Section 60 of Arlington National Cemetery. That's the resting place for service members who died in recent conflicts, including Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, Joe Biden is expected to address Congress. He accepted the invitation from Speaker Pelosi towards the end of the month here. It's a little late. Most presidents do that much sooner than now. He, I guess, is blaming all of that on, oh, I had some work to do with coronavirus, you know, plans, so I couldn't get to it as quickly as I wanted to. Anticipation on all of this, Biden's administration, as you just mentioned, you know, this whole thing with Afghanistan, he's taking criticism on this. Also, the border situation, a hot mess there. Your expectations on that address to Congress from the president?
Well, it's a few weeks away. It's exactly 2 weeks away, actually. I believe it's April the 28th. So you can set your DVR for that time period if you don't want to watch it live. And look, I think that for him, the focus will primarily be the coronavirus pandemic and the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. And it will also give him a prime time in which to lay out his reasons for the necessity for this huge $2.3 trillion infrastructure spending plan. And so there'll be a lot of time devoted to that. It's not your traditional State of the Union address. That does not happen with a president in his first year in office. Mm-hmm. It will be an address to a joint session of Congress. At the same time, he will lay out his priorities that he will have over the course of the next year. It'll be a little different in the sense that, I think that will all members of the U.S. Congress be on the floor of the House of Representatives for this speech? I don't know, just because of all the social distancing rules that have been put in place by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So that I will have to give you an update on. We'll actually get information on that throughout this week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if, in fact, he will address the immigration issues because it is a mess and a crisis right now. Everybody is saying that except the White House. It's just a concern right now. But with that said, Kamala Harris holding a virtual roundtable with some experts on Central American countries as part of this new charge on immigration. When is she going to be doing that, and what are the expectations? Is she taking the bull by the horns now?
Well, it depends what your definition is, JT. So today is when she'll hold this virtual roundtable with experts on the Northern Triangle, those countries from Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. It's part of her new charge to help stem a surge of migrants at the southern border. And when I say it depends upon your definition, White House officials have emphasized that Harris's focus is on the underlying causes of migration from these Central American countries instead of what to do with migrants upon their arrival. And as you know, JT, this problem is a really bad problem. Last month, U.S. border authorities took 18,890 minors into custody. Compare that with what numbers they saw in January, a little over 5,800. So this problem has no signs of slowing down in any way.
Oh, you're so right on that, John Deck. All right, quickly, you know, there's always been a bit of an infight going on with the Republicans and, you know, President Trump, and Democrats just licking their chops on this. Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll divide and conquer, keep it up. But apparently now, Senate Minority Leader McConnell seeking to end the running feud with President Trump. What's going on?
Well, McConnell yesterday spoke with reporters. He told reporters that he hasn't spoken to former President Trump since mid-December. And at the same time, he indicated that he would like to patch things up with former President Trump. And I think there's a reason behind this, JT. The reason is that Mitch McConnell is the Senate Minority Leader. He wants to return to being the Senate Majority Leader. He wants Republicans back in control of the Senate. And I think the only way that you can do that is to have complete unity within the Republican Party. And that's not what we see right now. You know, you see a little bit of backbiting, so to speak. McConnell wants to do away with that. McConnell wants to have a unified party as we get closer and closer to the midterm elections next year.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I like that idea, too. John Decker at the White House. Thank you, John.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.